Perhaps you've heard of it. Boba or bubble tea. Maybe you haven't. It's a drink that can come in all flavors and levels of sweetness, with tea or no tea, milk or no milk, and often with its signature tapioca pearls and jellies resting at the bottom. To celebrate Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month, WUWM's Mayan Silver looks at the Taiwanese origins of the drinks.
In a small kiosk in Mayfair Mall's second-story food court, Xiao Xianghu is brewing fresh jasmine tea. Pitchers of black, Thai, and oolong teas are lined up in a rainbow of colors.
Our teas are all overseas. So our Assam tea, black tea, are from India. Our jasmine tea are from China. And oolong from Taiwan.
What makes a bubble tea shop different than a regular tea shop is the reliance on boba, tapioca pearls made of cassava flour. Generally served cold, it can also have other sweet jellies or popping balls that go in the bottom of your drink and are sucked up by a big, thick straw. At Bubblicious in Mayfair, who stirs a pot of bubbling boba as steam coils out of the top? She rinses the boba and starts to make a popular Taiwanese bubble tea drink.
A tiger black milk tea.
When you put together a bubble tea, most toppings go in first.
Here we go, the boba in the cup.
Who squeezes brown sugar syrup down the sides of the cup.
So they kind of like a tiger stripe on there. And then
she pours in some crisp black tea, scoops some ice from the freezer, gently drops the ice into the tea, tops the tea off with some creamy Wisconsin milk.
And here is the tiger black milk tea.
Who seals the drink with a pour-proof layer of plastic. As she shakes up the drink, the sweet white cream leisurely marbleizes through the black tea. The drink is now ready for a customer to puncture the top and sip away.
Here we go.
The tapioca starch for boba comes from the South American cassava plant. According to Eater magazine, cassava arrived in Taiwan via Southeast Asia in the 19th century, and people there already had a taste for jelly-like starch desserts. Bubble tea originated in Taiwan in the 1980s. It's a story of competing tea shops, and who really came up with putting tapioca pearls in tea is disputed territory. Here's Li Chi-Chai, president of UWM's Taiwanese Student Association, who met us at Elite Boba on Farwell. He's from one of the cities that claims to have started boba tea culture in Taiwan.
So I'm originally from Taichung, Taiwan, which is the center of Taiwan. I should say like the boba tea restaurant is called Chun Shui Tang, and then that's originally from Taichung. There's a debate between Chun Shui Tang in Taichung and then also another Hanlin tea shop in Tainan. They're debating like who is the original.
The shops went to court in a prolonged lawsuit over bubble tea, but no one ended up with any trademarks or patents.
There's no answer for who is the original, and maybe people in Taiwan, they don't care much. They just like boba. Whoever's from, as long as it tastes good.
And if you're wondering about the names bubble tea and boba, well, bubble comes not from the additions to the tea itself, but because the tea is originally hand-shaken, which leaves little bubbles at the top of the tea. Boba now refers to the tapioca pearls in particular. But the story goes, a famous and busty Taiwanese film star ordered pearl milk tea. The pearls got nicknamed boba, which was also slang for large breasts. These days, you can get fruity teas with jellies that are rectangular, not round, and taste sweeter like a firm jello. At places like Elite Boba, you can also get pudding or cheese top, which is a layer of more firm, savory, yogurt-like cream that you can mix into your tea.
If you like savory flavor, you definitely want to try cheese on top.
Back at Bubblicious in Mayfair Mall, Xiao Xuan Hu saw Nina Chesser tentatively approach the kiosk.
What's that?
All right.
The bubbles?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. You do want it.
Yeah.
Have you had it before?
No. Never had it.
Chesser's daughter had been urging her to try it. So she ordered, and Hu walked her through her first sip of a boba milkshake.
Okay, you'll poke through.
And the verdict?
Delicious.
Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.